You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
I'm recording this podcast on December 6, 2009. That's the 20th anniversary of the airing of Survival Part 3, which was the last premiere of a classic series episode. 6 December 1989 is full of memories for classic fans in the UK, but I have to admit, that was a moment that passed me by. In 1989, I was starting my second year of university here in the States. I jumped deeply into organized science fiction fandom, and found that, as a result, I was actually consuming less science fiction. Fandom was becoming this entity that was sort of for its own sake, not so much for the stuff. And that contributed to a love-hate relationship with fandom for me for many years. As for Doctor Who, it wasn't Star Trek The Next Generation. That was the show that had all the buzz then. I saw Peter Davison episodes more regularly a few years before, but in 1989, I was limited to a couple of bootleg Sylvester McCoys in a friend's dorm room, and an American with a fake British accent at the science fiction club meetings who was braying about Peter Davison, the wimp! And that was about it for Doctor Who. As a new fan, reacquainting myself with the classic series, I'm developing an appreciation for what this day meant way back then, the day Doctor Who went away, the day the fandom entered the wilderness. Comedians like Toby Haydock and podcasts like Michael's Tin Dog Podcast are especially helping me there. But it's hard, because this is the new golden age of Doctor Who, when millions of people who have plenty of other choices, not even dealing with television, they're tuning in. And we've been buzzing about Matt Smith and specials and spinoffs even during a break year. It could change, but for now, it seems there won't be any 6 December 1989s. For a long time to come. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for 6 December 2009. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, no punctuation, on Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, and you can also find my new Facebook page where I'd love it if you'd become a fan. Just do a search for 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back in a couple of days, just a couple, to talk about Chekhov's Screwdriver.